I empower kings to reign and rule and to make laws that are just. Boy, don't we need this? We need some of that today, don't we? Who do we ever? Because the old people we got up in now, they don't know what they're doing. But we are going to talk about it. We're going to pray for them because they sure need some prayer. They need some prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you got a wicked mind and an unregenerated spirit, that's what you do. Keep going. I empower princes to rise and take dominion. And generous one to what? Govern the earth. We sure don't have that happening here now, do we? You better get some wisdom. I will show you my love. I will show my love to you, to those rather, who what? Passionately love me. For they will do what? Search and search continually until they what? Unending wealth and glory come to those who what? Discover where I dwell. The riches of righteousness and a long satisfying what? Life will be given to them. What I impart has greater worth than gold and treasure. And the increase of being bring, the increase I bring benefits more than a what? Windfall of income. I lead you into the ways of righteousness to do what? To discover the path of true justice. Those who love me gain what? Great wealth. And a glorious inheritance, and I will fill their lives with treasures, not single treasures. In the beginning, I was there, for God possessed me, even before He created what? You notice God did not do anything before He created. And the same wisdom He used to create the universe, now He made that wisdom yours. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. What is this wisdom in you for? To give you all the things you need to succeed in life. God never intended for you to struggle. For us to struggle, trying to survive. He has given us life. He has conquered the enemy. Satan has been defeated. But when we live in the natural realm, we live in a realm that he defeats us. But when we realize that we've been born into the supernatural and we live in that realm, he's no match for us. Oh yeah, persecution comes. Trouble comes. What did Paul say? I mean, Paul, this was in the beginning of the gospel. He said, out of them all, the Lord delivered me. He tells about all the things he went through, the pearls of water and robbers and all the different things. That he was shipwrecked. He was out in the sea. Can you imagine out there to wrestle with a ship 14 days and not eating? And all of a sudden, he said, men, y'all, we better. He prayed, said, I'm going to eat what y'all going to do. We've been fasting for 14 days. They all took some food, said, you better eat. And then, can you imagine? He said, now, I told y'all you shouldn't have left loose from the place, I don't remember the name of, and to bring this great harm. But angel stood by me this night and said, Paul, all that sail with you, their life will be saved, but the ship is going to be lost. You're going to lose the ship. But y'all do what I say. We're going to make it. We'll all be saved. By that time, they're ready to listen to them. Where did it come from? Wisdom of God. Well, do you think God called all that trouble for Paul and them? Trying to kill Paul too, and Paul was on a mission for God. You see how people screw stuff up? But Paul did what God told him to do. Because sometimes, listen to me, and I'm closing. Sometimes people, with their decision, put you in a place and you can't change things because of their will and their decision. But God will protect you. And if anybody join you, you'll get protected too. Do you not know that you have authority so far to operate in a certain territory, jurisdiction, and outside of that you can't operate. You can bind Satan, but you can protect your family, your household, and surrounding relative and loved one. But so that's why we pray in the Holy Ghost, because we don't know how to pray as we ought. And the Spirit of God will have somebody over there to do something. Or translate somebody over there with the truth so that people can respond to it. Y'all understand why God wants us to get this increase, this great wealth of wisdom, and know how to handle it? Because there's so many people that are on their way to hell right now. And hell is no joke. And people play with it every day. They make jokes about it. But hell is real, just like heaven is real. And everybody that will hear this gospel can be saved, born again. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Whew. Let me say this in closing. And we'll receive our communion. Do we have communion? Okay. Listen to this. Hallelujah. And receiving and hearing the word of God. God wants you to understand. I use wisdom to do everything I did. I made you like me. Do you understand? Say, I am made like God. I'm a child of God. Then he gave you everything he had, what makes him God. Wisdom is one of them. That means you on this earth, while you're in the flesh, can live a life that's victorious over all the works of the devil. Not saying you won't be challenged, but I'm telling you, you can win. Because Jesus defeated him.